Hello, I'm Eric Asperschlager. Welcome to F This Movie's 100th episode. Before I turn things over to Patrick, I'd like to celebrate this milestone by remembering all the hard work and sacrifice that's gone into the making of the show. It's easy in 2012 to forget how different podcasting was 100 episodes ago. In those days, there were no celebrity Twitter followers, there were no novelty movie cookies. The brave men and women on those front lines podcasted in a world where episodes disappeared from iTunes for no reason, where blog posts were few and far between, and the comments section was a barren wasteland populated only by the hearty few who were determined to make their feelings about obscure 80s movies heard. Very few records exist from those early days. Most have been lost to the passage of time or buried under endless Oscar live tweets. In fact, what little information we have about F This Movie's past comes from a single letter written 47 episodes ago by a Private Haverick Quibbler to his wife back home. My dearest Schmoopy, the podcast has been especially difficult this year. General Bromley entreats us to remain vigilant in our snark, but I must admit my resolve is waning. Our latest campaign was especially disheartening. Many of the young guns found themselves beset with cabin fever. Although there were signs, we did not heed them, and as a result, several of our best podcasters were revealed to be expendable. The enemy came upon us fast. 5 of our companies succumbed before one of them let out a scream. 4 more were gone by the time we had gathered our wits. One of my dearest friends was taken by the gremlins, or so we have been calling them. He has been missing now for 35 hours, and I fear he shall not return. Even so, I will keep hope alive and the Green Lantern lit until he and all the others find the lost highway home. I hope it will please you to know that I take great comfort in the music box you bestowed upon me at our parting. I listen to it often, thinking fondly about that thing you do. You know the thing I mean. The one I wanted you to do last Halloween with the 12 monkeys and the American pie, but I fear I have said too much. The warmth of your embrace is only a memory now, but it is a memory I hold dear. In honor of our love, I have enclosed within this letter a pearl. Harbor not ill will toward those who keep us apart. While our longing may rise like the mist over the ocean waters, it will likewise disperse with the breaking of a new Independence Day. I must now return to the task at hand, and leave off this letter before I stop making sense. Our road is yet long through this dark night. There will be fast times, and slow, but we road warriors will yet find victory, just like Admiral James T. Kirk did in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And so, my love, until the day we meet again, I remain ever yours, Haverick Bartholomew Quibbler, February 4th, the year of our Lord, 1982.
Everybody! Welcome to F This Movie's 100th episode. Wow. The 100th episode spectacular!
100.
Get your bike horn out of here.
My name is Patrick Bromley, and I'm the host of F This Movie, and I'm joined tonight by everyone from F This Movie who lives in the greater Chicagoland area. Let's go around the circle. First, we have Doug.
Phoebe Cates' boobs.
Oh.
Mark on.
How's it going?
Mike.
Hi, everybody.
JB.
Am I still awake?
And Erica.
I'm eating a cupcake. Hi, guys.
Also joining us from a nearby recliner, JB's wife. After 100 episodes, her voice needs to be heard on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Today was the F This Movie Film Fest. What the hell was it called? F This Movie Fest. The very first ever.
Virtual Film Fest on the Twitter.
Twitter.
Which we broke.
Film Festival. Did, as yes. read in the AV Club and the Huffington Post.
And the Chicagoist.
And the Chicagoist.
Gaper's
and
Block.
The and Daily Dot.
The Daily Dot.
And Huffington Post.
And
said that.
The Huffington
America's
Post.
America's Facebook page.
Listen, we're very tired. This is
oh,
late.
Oh, and the Huffington Post.
We've mm-hmm. watched five movies on Twitter.
With most of you.
Yes, thank you to all of you who are following along and participating with us on Twitter. Twitter.com/FThisMovie. If you did not follow along, go back and read the hundreds, if not thousands, of tweets.
I would imagine it's between everyone that was tweeting with the hashtag FThisMovieFest, it's got to be thousands of tweets.
We broke Twitter in the first hour of the first movie, which was Fast Times at Ridgemont High, because we didn't know there's a limit to how many times you could tweet.
Well, there was a mistake. I mean, I made a mistake. I was retweeting everything
yeah,
that
made
came.
A mistake.
I did. It's Doug's fault. I take full ownership. I was retweeting everything that was being sent to us and hashtagged, and Twitter said, fuck you, F This Movie,
Twitter.
And we're going to shut you down for like an hour. And then it was like, right when Phoebe Cates' boobs were appearing on screen, and I was distracted, and I had to find a GIF afterwards to relive it.
Was it worth
and then
it?
While we were distracted, Mark got kidnapped.
Oh, again!
No. I was taken!
I came back, though. It's okay, guys.
Yay.
Thank you!
I know.
Were you insulted that it was shorter this time?
I was.
Hey, guys, last
well,
time
I just
you
told them.
Tell me.
Right, well, it was Twitter dependent. Doug had broken Twitter, so it was fine.
They can't even read these tweets. Right. Twitter's broken.
Right, what happened? That guy with the bloody fingers broke it. Okay, don't worry about it. We'll be fine.
So I don't know what we talk about first. Do we talk about the fest? Do we talk about 100 episodes?
I say let's talk about the fest.
All right.
Right
I
off
was
the
hoping
bat.
After 100 episodes we could finally talk about our feelings.
You have the floor, sir.
Right.
You have the floor.
I'm sad and I'm lonely.
You have the conch.
Sucks to your asthma, sir. Sucks to your asthma.
Favorite movies today? Favorite moments of the day? Anyone chime in?
Favorite movie for me would be Star Trek. To
The Wrath
I would say.
Of Khan?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
It seems like it was a favorite.
Pretty obvious choice. Gonna say
group.
That off the bat.
Anyone else differ?
I had some what I thought would be favorite moments before the festival started. And then Twitter broke and I didn't get to see those favorite moments. But no, I thought the whole thing was great. I was actually really I haven't seen Road Warrior in such a long time. I was blown away by how great it looked and how fun it was to watch.
Mark, favorite?
I like Star Trek too. I also like. I mean, I love Blade Runner.
Yeah.
No matter what, just it's Blade Runner.
This was your first viewing of the Dark Crystal, no?
It was the first, and oh man, that was. It was
what?
It was scary. It was. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to react. Like, I didn't want to.
Okay, look. I'll just come right out and say
it.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Go. Go.
JB,
everyone's,
go.
Everyone's love today for Wrath of Khan was actually a reaction against Dark Crystal.
No!
We're watching it and we're saying, this is so un-Dark Crystal-y.
JB, what was your favorite?
Blade Runner. I'm a big fan
even,
of
it. Even, let me just ask, even the, because obviously because it's the 82 Film Festival, we watched the theatrical 1982 cut, and that is, you still love the movie with all that.
With the voiceover where he's like, I know I'm not a robot. Of everything, I'm sure of that.
I have to raise this question.
I'm definitely not a robot.
Wait, are you doing Harrison Ford, or are you telling us something right now?
I'm still wearing an earring. But I'm married
little
to
of column A, little of column B.
This is something I've always thought since I discovered that there were all these different versions. Everyone shits on the narration, and rightfully so. It's painfully obvious, and it treats us like children. But sometimes I wonder. I think most people saw that version first.
Yeah.
So is the reaction to no narration, the fact that they've already had the narration, and now they're like, oh, well, now I can be treated like an adult. But that's not a pure reaction because you've already heard the content of the narration.
But
I've always wondered.
I don't think that's the case because I've seen the theatrical
that's
cut.
That's a good point, though.
Maybe once.
Point.
That is not the version I carry with me. So I've seen the other versions many more times than the theatrical cut. So I don't remember the narration enough. And so when I'm watching it, it's so jarring every time it enters. Like, I have seen the theatrical cut, but not enough to hold the narration in my head.
And the biggest point that Patrick brought up during the festival. And
I did not talk during the movie, everyone.
No, I'm not sure if you tweeted this, but that if you look at the director's cut, the final one that he signed off on, the ending of that
yes.
with the elevator scene to black is yes. so much better yes. than this yes, nonsensical. And everything we've just established is moot because right. she's going to live forever.
Right.
And I am too in a castle that we're driving to.
I'm probably going to have sex with her. Even though she's a robot. I'm definitely not a robot.
Wait, is he a robot?
He's not. Erica, what was your favorite?
I really liked Wrath of Khan. It was the first time I'd seen it.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, really? But I also, yeah, okay. but I also enjoyed watching Fast Times again because I hadn't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
So that was just fun.
I think the last time I saw Fast Times, this is Doug talking, by the way.
Hey, I'll Doug.
Make that very clear. I thought to myself, wow, this is like in the pantheon of great teen movies from the 80s.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I quite got it or kind of wrapped my head around how inspirational it was to all these other movies.
Yeah.
And watching it in a group with you guys and especially reading some of the tweets, it was like, wow, this really did change the face of everything. And, yeah. and everyone responded at the exact moments they should have. They laughed at the right times. It was just really, really great.
Yep.
And then Twitter broke. So,
but it's so much darker than almost every teen movie that followed, which, you know, sort of John Hughes then reinvents the teen movie as a movie that takes teenagers very seriously, but sometimes in an overwrought way.
Sure.
And Fast Times has abortion. And
as I was watching it today, I remembered that before the movie came out, I read the book. And the movie is such a thing, and it's such an iconic thing that we forget that Cameron Crowe pretended to be a high school student for a year and wrote this book because they certainly didn't write that subplot. Ooh, that character is actually
a
20-year-old
sure.
writer.
Right.
But I think it's interesting what Patrick pointed out because the book is much darker than the movie.
Really?
Two abortions oh, really? Instead of one.
The book is the book is hardly right. a comedy at
no
all.
No thin ties.
Oh.
And of course, gets a lot more into some secondary characters or something. But
the book also is not. There's no one's topless, but bottomless. They come out of the pool and take their bottoms off, and it's the early 80s, so it's
well,
a thicket.
Well, it's a book. You can do whatever you want. You know?
Did you just say thicket?
I said thicket. Okay. Yeah.
As that was broad, Doug, as broad as some of the moments in the movie are, though, like Forrest Whitaker winning the football game, which is racist, and also whatever a couple other moments. It gets little things really, really. Right, just like how shitty it is to work at the mall, or like Judge Reinhold's entire plight, until he, of course, foils a robbery and becomes a hero. But
decades of feminists have given Amy Heckerling credit for the scene in the dugout where we get the point of view shot from
yeah,
the
horrible.
Jennifer Jason Leigh
right.
character mm-hmm. of that light.
Right.
And suddenly it's like, well, what will teenage boys think of this in the
right.
middle of their revelry? I mean, that's a really
it's
sobering.
A miserable sequence,
yeah.
yeah, but they have the song playing, and I can't deal with mixed messages.
What was your favorite, Patrick?
Yeah.
Gosh, you guys, it's like
thanks
choosing
for asking,
my favorite
Mike,
child.
Right?
Well, that's Charlie.
No, yeah, you're right. You're, we have one on the way, so he's going to get competitive.
But still Charlie.
gosh, I don't know. It's really a toss-up between Blade Runner and Star Trek II, but I probably have to give the advantage to Star Trek 2, especially today. It was a little more fun. Probably because I was reacting to how much I hate the Dark Crystal.
you mean you don't like puppets?
I love puppets.
Of giant insects?
I wanted to see the Dark Crystal really badly when I was a kid, and my dad took my brother and sister to see it, and he wouldn't take me.
Oh, exclusion.
But then he came home, and I wanted to watch the Spider-Man TV movie with Nicholas Hammond, and we had one TV at the time. And nobody else wanted to watch it. So he was like, I'll tell you what, if you won't watch Spider-Man, we'll go see Empire Strikes Back right now, which had to have been like a re-release of Empire Strikes Back. And I was always amazed at like, he just left one movie and turned around and is going to another one. Who does that?
That's like ooh, a
you
yeah.
once a week.
Yeah, least. Exactly. So now it's a little less. We just sat through five. Anyway, so I only saw The Dark Crystal on cable or whatever.
We watched everything on Blu-ray, and I was blown away by how excellent everything looked.
Yeah.
And Dark Crystal is just as horrifying as every memory I have of it. I cannot.
It is scary.
I have such a fear of this kind of puppetry and imagery. it's no secret to all my friends and my family and my therapist that I do not like anything that's what do you call it? What do you call it, John? The uncanny or Jan said
the uncanny valley.
Yeah, where it's the Gelfling. I think is scarier than any of the crazy creatures. It's Jen, so I assume it's a woman. She is, oh no, it's a man. Sorry, name Ken. Let's call him Ken. He's so, like, realistic. Like, I felt like that, like, actually Khan and Star Trek kind of looked like him. You know, like, it was very, it makes me very uncomfortable, and I can't put it into words. I feel very alone and very sad when I watch these movies. Almost like watching the very first episodes of the original Star Trek from the 60s, or yeah, right, late 60s,
yeah, that's
right?
The one that makes you feel.
And I felt like I would watch it at 3 in the morning on some cable access or some, you know, like UHF channel, and I'm all by myself, and the world, it's very, very sobering. And I watch Dark Crystal, and I'm like, this is the scariest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Let's do your impression of you watching the Dark Crystal. I'll be the Dark Crystal, okay, ready?
Okay.
Please, I'm muffled because I'm coming through a speaker. Please. Now you'd be you watching the Dark Crystal.
I would.
I just figured you were screaming.
I would. But I don't want to, your son sleeping upstairs.
Oh yeah, good point.
But
good
here's
point.
Also like
my favorite son.
The British spitting image puppets.
Yeah.
That were in Phil Collins' videos, and those are horrifying too.
Oh. Land of Confusion.
Patrick, you know you're you're one of my, if not my best friend, and you're like, hey Doug, come over to my house. Let's watch 5 movies.
I remember this.
And right, because it just happened.
Oh, that's.
And he
was
like, here, drink this monster so you don't fall asleep during this thing, and your eyes are wide open. Put the scotch tape over your eyelids. Watch this. And
you guys should see this. Doug is levitating.
You made me watch something that you knew I hated.
Yeah.
You knew I didn't like it.
Here's the thing though, and here's part
it'd be
of
like
reasoning.
Me making you watch Top Gun again.
Yeah, I
know
good
you
point. By the way, I did do that for this podcast.
That's more for your wife because she has
see
a
our past
for 100
shows. Listen, here's the deal.
We did Top Gun as
part
a podcast?
Of the, yes.
Oh, I was
there
on that
cookies.
Podcast.
There were cookies. Here's part of the reason, at least, for choosing The Dark Crystal. One, it was on Netflix Instant. Two, again, I was trying to recreate some of what it was like to go to the movies in 1982, and I'm just blown away. This is, I think, the first year that really the impact of, like, Star Wars is felt on Hollywood, because there's so much science fiction, fantasy, genre stuff that comes out in theaters, and it just amazes me that The Dark Crystal is a movie that got made and played in theaters, released
Patrick,
by a major studio.
I
like,
completely
listen, Jim Henson, we love the fucking Muppets. What would you like to do next? Well, guys, I have this idea for a crazy puppet fantasy with Gelflings and Skeksis and Podlings.
I completely understand your reasoning,
and
I really appreciate your expo.
I know people may criticize my tastes in choosing the movies for the festival.
I have a story about those people.
I want to hear that.
I don't know if you've heard this story. Well, you were just saying you people that criticize your choices about the festival.
Yeah, okay.
I have a story about the. You want to hear the story?
I totally want to hear this.
Oh, here we go.
Fuck those people. That's my story.
Wait a minute.
Fuck
wait a
people.
Minute. Wait a minute.
That's a good story.
Who would question his ability to program the festival?
You left with this.
Parts of
the
Dark Crystal
the
looked really beautiful, though, on our screen.
Yeah, it was. It was. Every shot was like a crazy psychedelic painting.
Yeah,
all the Blu-rays look great. This is the first time I've seen the Blu-ray of Blade Runner, and it's just really
it's
spectacular
gorgeous.
Looking. Ever since the Blu-ray started, and on some of your movie nights, I've noticed this that I've suffered through VHS copies of things that sort of have a layer of grime and muck. And date the film. You watch it and you're like, that's from the 70s. It's got that look. This is from the 80s. And then you suddenly start watching these Blu-rays where they went back to the original negative, and it sort of throws you for a loop because it doesn't look old anymore. It looks like it was filmed yesterday, and yet, you know, it's one of the Friday the 13th sequels.
It's not covered in basement must and cat pee, is what you're saying? Because that's every VHS tape that my friends have.
I was in a band in college called Basement Must and Cat Pee. I was cat pee.
I want to say that I was blown away by the people. You know, we didn't know, and I think, Patrick, we had concerns about this festival because we had no idea if the technology would support it, and obviously Twitter did shit the bed at one point.
Way to go, Twitter.
I know, right? And also, if people would participate, even though it got written up in the Huffington Post and also the Huffington Post, didn't know if everyone would be active or if it would peter out after the initial excitement. And I was blown away by all the people that... Thank you so much out there for participating.
Man, it was awesome. Let's try and remember everybody that participated.
Yeah. Steven Zarello.
Yes. Brad Lang.
J.M. Vargas.
Saul Ott.
Eric Asperschlager.
In absentia. Eric really wanted to be with us today. He is on a family vacation, but he did tweet a couple of times and had some pre-tweets loaded up. Dr. David Banner, I wish I knew your real name, but you go by the handle Dr. David Banner.
Who's that guy, Ted?
Ted fucking cracked us up
Ted
a lot.
Ted is really funny.
We don't know who you are, Ted, but tweets. You're the man.
That guy.
Saul Ott, I said him already. Oh, Mac okay. McIntyre
Ross
from DVD Verdict. Ross Reeder.
Carolyn Kent and Dina Deco.
Don't forget Brad. I think he's the farthest away.
Brad Lang from Adelaide,
Emmerich,
Australia.
Emmerich Salzburg, yeah. Joseph Finn,
who's
Mark.
Who's our Canadian
friend? On. Who's Mark on?
That's me. It's me. It's me. I'm a person.
Wait.
Real person.
Saul's our Canadian friend.
Oh, Saul.
Mac is how you said that already.
Andre's.
Merck Starchild.
Yes.
N.C. Ryan.
Bill Hubley. Brad McCarty chimed in for a bit.
Yeah.
Shadia Schultz.
Gertrude Blickstein.
I think you're just making...
Michelle Indego Cello, I think she
yes,
chimed in for a little
I
bit.
Remember her.
Inigo Montoya.
Listen, we're so sorry if we forgot your name, but I think most of the people we named are the people that really...
Did you say Jan Vargas?
Jan Batig.
We did.
Oh, Jan
Batig.
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 Jan Batig had the cutest.
Did you say Joseph
tweets.
Finn?
I believe I did.
I'm
yeah.
still waiting for the chili.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were
that's a that's an interesting little subplot. Mike, describe the subplot.
Joseph Finn, throughout...
this is worse than the Quibbler showing up.
It is.
you're right.
Mike Young, thank you, Mike Young.
Mike Young, good call.
Gone. Okay, I want to hear about the chili.
I don't know what to say about the chili. Joseph Finn was making chili while he was tweeting about the movies and was tweeting about the chili, and we got... a huge kick out of it.
I just thought it was hilarious because for him, it wasn't just about the movies. It was about, I'm going to make this and fuck all y'all that don't care about my chili recipe.
And he did post the chili recipe at one
during Fast Times. During Fast Times and Blade Runner, making chili. During the Road Warrior, flatulence.
Oh.
Hey, you know who couldn't be here today but who wanted to be, right? Adam Risky?
Oh, also Shannon Briggs.
Right?
Yes, yeah. Shannon Briggs.
Sorry. I want to make sure we don't forget any of you. I cut you off, Eric. Sorry.
Hi, Adam.
Could not be.
Right.
Yeah, that was so awesome. A number of those people powered through every single movie with us, which was awesome.
I really thought that there'd be a drop off, and I think some people did, obviously, and for no fault of their own, couldn't stay for the whole thing. But
right.
I thought some would just like through attrition would just be like, you know what, I'm out. Like
right.
Dark Crystal was, I don't want to deal with this.
Hi, Ross.
But I was at the end. It was like we all finished a marathon together, and we're all bonded as a community. So that was great.
And I'd like to think that even though there were we had a lot of Twitter participants, but not everybody. I would like to think that we had a lot of participants that weren't necessarily tweeting,
just reading along.
Oh yeah,
reading along with us.
I hope so.
Right,
and I feel like I just in my own personal Twitter feed, like there was a bunch more followers. I'm like, oh, who are these people? And I think they were just kind of following along, and I was like, all right, awesome.
Well, I think
who was not something spoilers.
That's one of my buddies.
We forgot to mention him though. He was on
my friend
Landon.
He
was very funny.
Skyrim spoilers.
Not Skyrim spoilers.
He is a video gamer. He's gonna.
And I was like, thank God, there's no spoilers for Skyrim.
Right. Oh my God. Is that
in any of these tweets?
Right.
Oh, there's another Twitter follower.
A lot of spoilers for Star Trek 2, I guess.
Who not only contacted us, but also offered us a home business opportunity to make $7,000 a month, working only 4 days a week.
You
guys. Nice.
This is pretty intense.
That's so much better than this bullshit podcast.
This is big time.
Wait, we are working at home. What are we doing?
I'm leaving.
While I'm thinking of it too, I want to read this letter. I don't know if it's going to derail us from talking about the festival, but
that's okay.
We got a letter yesterday or the day before, 2 days ago, February 2nd, from a listener named Stavros, and I wanted to read it because it means something. Hello, F This Movie Podcast.
Read it in Stavros's accent, please.
Hello, F This Movie Podcast folks. I just want to say thank you. I recently returned from Afghanistan.
Whoa!
And before, yeah.
Shit just got real.
Exactly. And before leaving, I downloaded all of your episodes, and I'm currently making my way through the episodes you released between my departure for and from Afghanistan. When listening, no matter how crappy the situation, and I had plenty of crap waiting, Listening to you guys made me feel like I wasn't nearly alone, physically with a handful of guys, but as detached from them as one could be, not being interested in the normal stuff that guys are, cars, football, etc. The idea that there's someone else who can dislike things, and instead of focusing on the negative, it being a means of defining what exactly we love and why, and celebrating that. Particular favorites, the Boondock Saints episode. You'd be sad to know that it's quite a popular movie in the military. And anything with JB, incidentally, I am from northern Minnesota, and I'm curious as to where he teaches. So blah, 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 thanks.
Oh my gosh, hi Stavros!
Wow.
So obviously it sounds trite just to say, like, well, nothing that we do on a stupid fucking movie podcast can compare to going to Afghanistan.
If we bring a little joy into your humdrum lives, it makes us feel that our hard work ain't been in vain for nothing.
It just sounds trite to say, like, thank you, Stavros, but obviously that goes without saying.
My knee-jerk reaction is to be fake and gay, but I think that's sincere,
and I really appreciate
that. That was so nice of you to write, and so nice of you to, you know, serve in the military while we sit around a computer
and
talk about the Dark Crystal, the puppet movie.
All of us are horribly out of shape, and not like fight anyone.
But we also don't like talking about cars and football.
I like football. Football's fine. Jesus.
Only if it's the Bears.
Why do you guys always
or the Vikings. Right.
No.
Minnesota.
No.
I was saying that for Stavros.
Stavros.
If he likes the Vikings.
We're going to send him a shiny new
Anyway, thank you so much.
Thanks,
that was a
Stavros.
Great email to get.
That was excellent.
Let me read this also. This came in the other day from JM, who is a frequent emailer.
A freaky emailer?
Criticizer of this Movie Fest lineups. He put together some fun facts about the F This Movie Fest. Here are some fun facts about the 99 podcasts you and your friends have done to date.
99 podcasts?
But,
yeah. Here it goes. Ready?
It is the one?
Most appearances co-hosting the podcast. Doug, 29 times.
Woohoo, Doug!
JB, 27 times.
Wait a minute, who's that coming through the window?
Asshole.
Go kick that guy.
I am the quibbler, and I have a problem with JM's math.
Uh-oh.
His math is off. While I agree that Doug has done more podcasts than anybody else, his number for JB is wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So there.
Oh, the quibbler.
I want to start calling the quibbler the asshole. It's the asshole.
You're welcome, sir.
Mike, 14 times. Eric, 6 times. Mark, 6 times. Erica, 6 times. Adam, 3 times.
That's hard to believe, actually.
Well, one was a two-parter, and one was the Green Lantern.
Am I really 6?
And he cried during snow falling on cedars.
Movie co-host
that can only be seen in the back of Milk Carton Boxes, Jason, from his one appearance on the American Pie podcast.
That's right, yeah.
The director's most effed, Steven Spielberg, which he counted as producer also. Judd Apatow, which he also counted as producer. Eli Roth, Joe Johnston. Joe Dante gets mentioned, but it's really just, well, I guess for two movies. Oldest movie effed on the podcast, Plan 9 from 1959 and The Graduate from 1968.
Both not
podcasts in which JB is referred to
No!
As an asshole.
No.
27. 27 times.
Does it
podcast
say 27?
Effing sports movies. 1, Bull Durham. Podcast effing war movies. 2, if you count Top Gun as a war movie.
Well, Indian Ocean, present day. I'd consider that a war zone.
Podcast effing non-American, non-English foreign films. 0, which just, of course,
USA.
Proves that we
USA.
Are xenophobes.
USA.
Podcast featuring true stories about the kidnapping and or abduction of an F This Movie podcast co-host.
2, right?
17. then he breaks it down by genre, which I'm not going to read. First use of the now cliche wrong/shitty movie poster to symbolize the tongue-in-cheekness of the podcast's so-called humor. Let's come back to that. The best of 2010 podcast from Ramona and Beezus. Happy 100th podcast, F This Movie Gang. Sincerely, JM. Thank you very much for breaking that down, JM.
Very cool, JM.
Thank you for spending what had to have been no small amount of time on that. Let's go back to the so-called humor comment.
It doesn't take a person long to compile this when they never sleep. Jay Borg's a replicant, actually. So
what?
He's
not Jay.
You know who's not a replicant? Deckard in the 1982
theatrical
cut.
You know how
cut.
I know that? Because it was at a voiceover.
I'm not a robot, guys. That's weird that he keeps saying guys in the theatrical
right,
cut.
I'm Indiana Jones, guys. I'm wearing an earring, guys.
Get off my plane, guys.
I'm not scruffy looking.
I love noodles.
Before we get to the big drawing on our F This Movie Win Our Stuff contest, which we've been building up to for some time. By the way, you know, originally I had counted it out so that our 100th episode would be like 98 would be Doug's favorite movies, 99 would be my favorite movies, 100 would be 100. And we didn't know at the time what that would be. We didn't have the Film Fest planned yet. But I messed up, as JB quickly pointed out to me, and he said, well, what about overrated, underrated, and best of the year?
That was the quibbler. It was not me.
That was the asshole.
Excuse me, the asshole.
So I apologize.
The asshole formerly known as the quibbler.
So this is our 100th episode, obviously, and then after this will be Doug's favorites, and then mine, and then we'll go back to effing non... American or and non what foreign films foreign American films. Movies
a little caveat
featuring
for,
white people
for Doug's favorite movies don't expect to get any sort of elucidation or erudition from these. It's not going to be like JB's, but this is going to be pure garbage camp nonsense. If you want to laugh, no guarantees. I'm not very funny.
How many of your five favorite movies star members of the cast of Friends?
Well, Ed number okay. one
number two
Fools Rush In.
Yeah.
Number three, Three to Tango.
Three to Tango.
Where's it? What about that baseball one?
Ed, we already had that.
Wasn't there like a monkey one?
I figured the
there was
Ed one,
a monkey one.
The Ed one was good one? Because it's Ed.
Oh.
Because it is both a chimp and baseball, so okay. I cover two of my favorite genres.
Okay.
Chimp base. I'm waiting for a chimp baseball movie.
What's the one with the monkey, though, and the guy that played Joey? I read about it in the Huffington Post.
I think it's called Rise of the Planet of the Apes. No.
What's the Schwimmer movie in the list?
Paul Bearer?
Okay, that's what I thought.
Because
There's another one
I actually
that
like
you
Paul
really
Bearer.
Loved.
Kissing a Fool?
No, there's another
like
one. He made a whole bunch
Schwimmer.
In a row.
Hmm.
Does that have the word water in the title?
What's the one with, is that the one with Gwyneth Paltrow in it?
Water
that's
for
the Paul
Chocolate?
Bearer.
That's the Paul Bearer.
The weight of
water world.
He was in Band of Brothers, and I love that.
He's confused.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, right. That's it.
Which right? one?
What is it?
Dog Water.
Dog Water.
Oh. Yeah, but they changed the name of that to Since You've Been Gone.
Oh,
much better.
Wait, did they change the name after it was released, though?
I know a lot about movies starring the cast of Friends, everyone.
Okay.
It was never released. It premiered on ABC television.
Oh.
Number
I call
one.
It, I call it the water movie because I originally saw it underwater. Long story. Time for
wow. My number one movie, She's All That. So
no, really?
That's a pretty good choice.
I thought it was Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
That's actually, I really kind of like that movie. And that's all these other movies are.
I was trying to be an asshole and make fun of you.
You can't make fun of me.
Right.
I have no self-respect.
I thought it was the movie She's the Man, the movie with a plot that it's title. The title of the plot. She's... The Man.
In a case of
real quick, I have to go get
backwards.
My drinks. Somebody else host the show.
Okay, I just want to say that we've had two podcasts with cookies, but tonight was our first.
Okay, Patrick's going finally. Hey guys, my name is Patrick. I'm the host of this movie.
Movies.
Hey, what are you guys?
Oh, Patrick's back.
He wasn't gone for very long.
Wait, is that what I sound like?
No. I'm just saying, Patrick's back. Oh, okay. we were just talking about you.
Be honest, you guys. Right. When I talk, do I sound like that?
Why does Doug have his shirt
off? I don't think I do.
Why does Doug have his shirt off? It's so weird.
It all happens
Put
so
it
fast.
Back on.
Be quiet and hug me, Marcon.
Wow. Is this a special episode? Okay.
Did the Quibbler miss his chance to host? Coming later in 2012, an all Quibbler podcast.
Oh.
Yay!
It's a week off. Guys.
Today, I didn't make any cookies, but Jan did make cupcakes.
Yeah.
And she also made.
Yeah. Oh, she made origami. What do you call that? A monocorn?
Jan, tell us about this.
Oh, I know.
Jan's passing out cupcakes right now.
Pass them to everyone that doesn't have diabetes.
Jan.
Jan,
tell us about this.
Jan, we need to hear about this. She made these little origamis.
It's an origami unicorn like Gaff leaves in the hallway at the end of Blade Runner.
But I don't understand it because there's no unicorn dream in the 1982 theatrical cut of Blade Runner. So I don't get your origami.
But there was the unicorn narration like, it's been a long journey for old uni.
I'm a replicant. And there's one thing I know. It's that he's not a robot.
Let's all enjoy this Stanley Kubrick aerial footage.
I'm a magical creature. Okay.
You
Do you like my horn?
I think I put a picture of the...
This is the worst slash best podcast.
of the origami and Jan's t-shirt somewhere. I put it on the...
No, it's on Twitter.
It's on the Twitter. It's
I put it on Twitter.
Okay. Oh, Doug, on Twitter. Okay.
Also, it's on Facebook too. Jan brought a third thing. We have t-shirts.
It's a surprise.
To celebrate the F This Movie Virtual Film Fest on the Twitter. And everybody who wins our stuff tonight, almost, well, I don't know. Some of you.
A lucky few.
Will get one of these t-shirts.
Size recommendations not considered.
To commemorate the 100 episodes, all of the titles of all 100 episodes are listed on the back of the shirts.
And then on the front.
Which is awesome.
There's the F This Movie logo as if it were the Blade Runner logo, and then right under that it says that the t-shirt is not a robot.
But in narration.
It's actually so let's, press.
I am not a robot. I am not a robot. Sounds like a robot.
Right. And then it's superimposed on JB's face.
Let's do the contest now, and then we'll get into just talking about 100 episodes.
Woo! Contest!
Woo! All right.
Let's Games do it. Of Chance!
Okay, so we sort of randomly came to the number of, we all have this mix of stuff that you're going to win, DVDs from our collection.
Woo-hoo!
We've decided we're going to ship out 7 boxes of our DVDs. And
wait, not mine though, right?
There's one bonus prize, courtesy of Joel Young at TheRocketeer.net, which is a copy of The Rocketeer on Blu-ray.
Wow, that's awesome. Ooh, and there's 7 people here right now, so we are 7 things, 7 drawings, plus the 8th Rocketeer as the
awesome.
Bonus.
This is awesome.
It worked out really well, is what I'm saying.
Do you guys each want to take a turn?
Yeah, let's do it.
Drawing a thing?
Sure.
Let's, hold on, but this is for real. We've got little, we got little cut-up strips of paper.
It's a little
jiggle
bowl.
The bowl.
And,
can you hear that?
No one can hear that.
It's showing up.
I just banged the bowl on the bigger desk, so that's not good.
That's, right.
There really are cut-up pieces
you're
of paper.
Away stuff that I want to keep?
I won't. I promise.
Not the baby.
Okay, so I will go first.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to pull a name out. Stuart Pate.
Stuart Pate. Yes, Stuart!
You are the winner of some of our stuff.
Congratulations.
Stuart and everyone else, you have to email us your address.
fthismoviepodcast@gmail.com. Any names that we pull, please email us your mailing address to fthismoviepodcast@gmail.com. And while you're at it, throw in your shirt size. We can't guarantee that every single person is going to win a shirt. But every single person is not going to win a shirt.
Yeah.
But we'll do our best. And it's going to be random.
That's right.
And we're not going to do that.
Address,
on
shirt size.
Douglas,
right?
You want to draw next?
I would be delighted and honored. All and right. Frightfully, I'm a little frightened. I'm a little scared.
Where's that drum kit? Oh, there it is.
Shoot. He dropped it. Oh, sorry. I'm saying this right. Matt with 2 T's. Matt Lohr, LOHR.
Send us your mailing address, fthismoviepodcast@gmail.com. Margon, you're up next.
All right. Okay.
Grab one of those.
Which?
Oh, that got
caught. It doesn't count if we don't have a symbol.
Hold on.
We're on it. We broke Twitter.
Let's start.
Oh, there it is.
I mean, 100 episodes. Let's start 100 episodes.
Oh, okay. We have Sarah DeLallo.
Hey, Sarah.
Congratulations, girl.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
Whoa,
baby.
Easy. Hey.
Congratulations.
We did it.
You and me. You and me, Sarah. This is such a blown out. Everything is. The sound is all.
I don't even know what's happening.
Send us your mailing address.
Mike, you are next.
Me next.
Where's the,
any one of those?
Where's the bowl?
All right, I'm grabbing J.M. Vargas.
Hey!
J.M.
You better be more supportive, you a-hole. Just kidding. You're not an a-hole.
I'm not
kidding.
Sure. I think J.M. wanted to win.
He might have stacked the deck a little bit, yeah. Next, J.B.'s gonna draw.
And the name I have drawn, speak of the devil. You're not the devil. Heath Holland.
Hey! Heath Holland. We love Heath Holland.
Heath might have had the nicest spoken word freestyle poetry rap about.
More of like a, it was kind of a deaf poet.
Yeah, it was absolutely.
With a little beatboxing.
It could have been featured in a Spike Lee movie is what you're saying.
Agreed. But it was super nice what he said to us and about us. It was awesome.
It was great.
So it couldn't go to a nicer person. Jan, come on over and draw something.
Like
no, not a name. Just draw. Can you draw like a unicorn? Maybe?
Baby fish mouth. Baby fish mouth.
All right. Saul Ott.
Hey! Saul Ott was with us all day on the Twitter today, hey. So thank you to Saul Ott.
Saul, Nana? You're the winner, eh? Hey!
Saul had one of our favorite jokes. When Erica said, we want to resurrect the dead to bring back Jim Henson, Saul responded, but what about my Nana? And... fuck, we found out Saul lives in Canada, so yeah. Now we're paying for...
Oh, wait, do they have mail and deliveries
Doug,
in
you
Canada?
For that. I know. They call it the post.
Hey, because we're sending you something internationally, you better make us the number one podcast in Halifax, Nova Scotia, buddy. Come on.
Seriously, you and your Green Gables.
Wait,
at the very
Saul,
least,
right?
Send us some salmon.
Yes.
Saul, can I visit you in Canada?
He can't answer.
Wait,
this is a one-way.
Next, please draw the number seven
me?
Winner of our stuff.
Winner.
Chicken dinner.
Emmerich Salzberg.
Hey! Emmerich was also with us today during the F This Movie Fest, so thank you so very much.
What's his
He had some
Twitter
funny tweets.
Handle again?
I think it was Emmerich something.
Salzberg. I think it was I just won some
Hello,
of this
Emmerich.
Movie shit.
I wasn't even trying to remember.
And the last one, our bonus one that gets the Rocketeer Blu-ray.
Blu-ray, assuming you are Blu-ray capable, whoever wins this, when you email me your mailing address, please let me know if you are Blu-ray capable, and if for some reason you're not, we'll figure something out.
Around.
Yeah. Somebody's going to win the Rocketeer Blu-ray, and we think that it is... Joseph Finn!
Hey! Big supporter.
Yes, this is awesome. A lot of you guys were with us today.
We'll send him a Blu-ray. He'll send me some chili.
During the fest. Make sure it's refrigerated, because that's going to be gross.
Right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
going to be gross.
That chili's got to exit.
So that's awesome. Eight winners of stuff from F This Movie, the podcast that gives back Doug's copy of Harvard Man.
Absolutely.
Someone is going to win Doug's copy of Harvard Man.
I hope you don't enjoy it as much as I hate it.
So that's awesome. Thank you, by the way, to everybody who sent in entries. We're sorry that not everybody could win something, but...
there's only so many Harvard men to go around.
But it was super cool reading all of people's favorite moments from the podcast. We really, 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 really enjoyed it. So thank you to everybody who entered. We're sorry that you didn't win, but maybe next time. We'll do a contest again in the future, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Win Doug
Sperm. If you will win.
Yes.
Oh. That took a turn.
Yeah.
We could sell
it definitely
that for
did. With the remaining time we have left on the podcast, Doug, I'd like you to reflect back on 100 episodes.
Listen, it's been a wild, slippery, sometimes warm and cozy, sometimes frighteningly like high up. Like I'm teetering over the precipice of something. It's been a wonderful journey. I really appreciate everything that Patrick has done. He's a great host of the show. We've grown
you.
From,
Woo!
Again, I think Eric
guys,
the introduction.
You, guys.
And he talked about, like,
holy real... shit, by the way, should we talk about Eric's introduction?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Oh my gosh.
Eric couldn't be with us today. And that was sad because he really wanted to be. So, and I said, I really want to have you as part of the 100th episode. Would you mind just recording something? And he comes back with this amazing Ken Burns opus that you heard at the beginning of the show that was so clever and funny, and we really, really appreciate it. Which reminds me, by the way, also not with us today is F This Movie contributor Alex Lawson, who also sent a recording in, and I will play that now just so Alex is technically on the podcast.
Yay!
Hi there, everybody. This is F This Movie contributor Alex Lawson. You probably... remember me from such timeless F This Movie episodes like the one where Alex said the faculty was better than the Breakfast Club, or the one where Alex admitted to liking Wild Wild West, or the one where Alex sang Wild Wild West. The most dedicated of F-heads will recall that all of those moments actually came from the same show, which is just symbolic of all of the bang for your buck we like to give you here at F This Movie. While F This Movie may not be your one-stop shop for all the news that's fit to print on Terry O'Quinn's sexual proclivities, that has not stopped you, our dedicated fans, from keeping this whole operation afloat. All your support, from your 7-word horror movie reviews to... just some really gnarly fan art to your thought-provoking show suggestions, even if one of those show suggestions resulted in me having to watch Avatar The Last Airbender on purpose, all of that stuff has just affirmed everything that we all thought this project could be. So I just want to extend a very sincere thank you to everybody, and a thank you to Patrick for allowing me to be a part of this. And I sincerely hope you guys enjoyed F This Movie Fest. And here's hoping you stick around for the next 100 shows and bring some friends along. And with that, I return you to F This Movie, the only podcast with the balls to hold a film festival from 1982 and say, you know what? No, we're not showing E.T. If you want to watch E.T., just turn on ABC Family and wait a while.
Thank you very much, Alex. Now back to Doug.
Hi, Alex.
You know, I that was so moving. I don't know the words to follow that. I feel kind of embarrassed.
Yeah.
No, it's been great. I think that something that I was saying, that Eric's introduction was great, and it was kind of jokey, but I think that there are...
What you were saying, or his introduction?
What?
Or this whole thing.
The whole thing is kind of a farce.
My life is a joke.
I think so, a little
Where
bit.
Are we? The what now? Right now?
The Whozits. But no, I think that it's to look back robot. And just like the first couple blog posts, we did an Avatar. I think the first podcast was Avatar.
Yeah, it was.
There was
what?
Maybe no blog posts that whole week or that
no,
whole
there
month.
Weren't.
It was just like a podcast, and we put
we
up
didn't,
a
blog. We didn't have an actual blog post until the Blackhawks won the World Cup.
The World Cup.
I'm with you, Stavros. I can't talk about sports.
It was a cup.
But you're a better man than me.
Stavros?
A better man than me.
But it's kind of...
The Winston Cup.
It's grown from
the Winston Cup.
The Blackhawks scored more touchdowns than any other team.
I thought it was touch goals. Touch goals.
Touchback.
Okay. It's funny, though, to think back that it was a fledgling little blog spot, and now it's a fledgling big blog spot. But there weren't any posts. No one really commented. It was... We had no Twitter. We had no Facebook, and we've kind of grown. And it's a little... it's a small community, but we really do appreciate it. And we really... I know I could speak for my... I'll speak for myself only, because I don't speak for any of you assholes, is that I really enjoy writing... all my stuff is very jokey, obviously, but I enjoy writing the trailer stuff and my lists and whatever else, and hopefully you guys enjoy reading them and knowing that I know next to nothing about movies. So I'm grateful to be part of this, and I'll be in the trunk from now on.
Mark?
Let's see. I
where do I begin?
Where do I start? Not in the way that Doug does. I think that I like the idea
Mark, I don't mean to cut you off.
Oh.
But I need you to start every story with...
Back when I was kidnapped, I was thinking about starting a
Mark,
podcast.
Mark, stay in your wheelhouse, okay? I like tits. Right. I'm the asshole that doesn't know anything about movies.
I'm the one-trick pony.
You were the guy that was taken.
You know what I love? You love tits? I love kidnapping.
By the way, real quick, we weren't, when people were sending in their favorite moments, it wasn't necessarily a contest to see like what got the most votes. And I never tallied it up. I probably should have asked JM to do that. But it was probably a dead heat in terms of what people named as their favorite moments between Doug telling the story of the Haverick and Marcon being kidnapped.
Well, in my eyes, right. Both of those memories are about the same.
Right. You sick bastards. Why did you love that? So anyway.
People really got a kick on
it. Was. It's
just like how you fell in love with your captors. They fell in love with your story.
I know. It's like a weird podcast.
Well, that took a turn.
It always takes a turn. Anyway, but everybody, thank you for the words of support and
but I'm okay now.
I am okay.
No, I'm talking about the Haverick. I'm okay now.
Oh.
No,
I don't care. Continue to cut me out. No, but I like it was just this little podcast that we have, and it's not even we, just Patrick that wanted to put this thing together, and he asked me to come help, and I was like, yeah, sure, absolutely, and you know, I don't care. I'll talk about movies or whatever all day if you want me to.
I'll talk about hockey.
Right, sure. And then what I'm hoping, and I think the listeners understand this, is that that the camaraderie and the friendship that hopefully is coming through in this podcast, despite the fact
that the asshole Quibbler was here. That there is this love in this room that we have for movies and also for each other. And then there's
and for the
listeners, yeah. And I think that that bleeds out when we're doing the thing that we're doing. And so that's why I like continue to be a part of this. And hopefully there will be a lot more stuff that's going on. So it's great. I listen to other podcasts as well. I do. I'm sorry. I'm a podcast adulterer. I'm not monogamous.
No, it's called whore. dress
you
it up.
You were a whore. No, I listen to other podcasts, and you know, just because I like movies and I like listening to people talk about them, and I just don't get the same feeling from that. That there's like a the sense of community here. I feel like it's I don't know. Like there's a friendship in this room, and so I think that, like I was saying before, it just kind of transmits. And the
hold on
that
real
do,
quick.
So.
Doug just came back in the room.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, what did you say about
him? Put your shirt back on!
Hey, guys, want to hear this great story about a Haverick?
When I was a kid, I got kidnapped, and then they brought me back as a Haverick.
You know what? When I was a kid, I made up an animal. That's it. That's the story. I made up an animal.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, good times.
That's thanks, really Mark. Nice.
Oh, thanks. Aww. You guys are really nice.
Can I just say something? Everyone in this room is wearing glasses right now, I noticed. wait.
Yeah, whoa, but, cut this out. But people can't know I'm not perfect.
But not everyone is wearing socks. Mark Ahn took his socks off early in the day, and I want to let every listener know that he has very nice feet.
I'm really sorry.
It's an Asian thing.
From listening, really you is. May not know.
Spoiler, I'm Asian.
Mark Ahn has really nice feet.
Mark took his socks off when Doug took his shirt off. It was almost simultaneous.
It's related.
Shit just got real.
Critical.
Anyway, thank you very much, Mark. That's super
You're
nice.
Welcome.
Mike. Not to put you on the spot. No, by the way. I put everybody on the spot. Nobody knew I was going to do this. By the way, I didn't know I was going to do this. I was like, shit, we still have time left.
Back when Mark was kidnapped.
I was totally fine. I was safe.
I was okay.
I had no imaginary animals around me.
Right. I wasn't neglected.
Everything was pretty awesome.
It was great. I had people who loved me. I lived in a safe neighborhood.
I didn't get to go see The Dark Crystal, so I kind of feel where you're coming from.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry.
No, it's okay. I would just echo what Doug and Mark said. I too listen to a bunch of different podcasts and mostly movie podcasts. And I have to say, not just because everyone here is my friend, this is my favorite movie podcast because I like what Mark said, we're all friends. And I think that comes through, but there's also something different that each person offers on the podcast. And that's what I enjoy so much about it. And yeah, I love hanging out with you guys. And there's nothing I enjoy more than talking about movies, and I get to do it on a podcast, and people will listen and give feedback and enjoy it, and that's just such a bonus, because if no one listened to it, we'd still be sitting around a computer right now.
Pretty much. That's true.
So thank you again to Patrick for sort of kickstarting this whole thing.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You're welcome.
quick question for you. The first podcast was Avatar.
Correct.
So did it affect your life more in that it kickstarted the whole leftist movie movement, or it kickstarted your love of Avatar?
Right. Hey,
I mean, that,
hey Mike.
What if,
I had that question too, Mike.
Don't make me choose.
60-40. So what's the 60?
Jay Bones.
My fondest memory of this whole journey was when I was holding Erica captive and telling Patrick I would not disclose the secret location where she was buried, and quite frankly running out of oxygen until he agreed to allow me to write my little column shitting on the classics. And I'm glad that he relented, and I think Erica is happy.
I'm breathing.
Good times.
Jan.
Wow.
Jan is JB's wife.
On the spot. Sorry, Jan.
And she's very pretty.
Yeah, I just have to say, I could talk about movies all day as well.
Great. Would you like to host a movie podcast?
Yes! And I'm I out. Have been waiting for 100 freaking podcasts and baked cupcakes. I've done origami.
This is like that moment at the end of Galaxy Quest when Justin Long finds out, will you host the podcast? I knew it!
I knew it was real. So I just love to listen to these people talk about movies because it's, you know, this shit is real.
Also, all kidding aside, if I could just point this out, Jan, besides being my lovely wife, is my copy editor. I finished the column, and she reads it over.
People would not believe what he
now,
tries
see,
to
see, most
put
people
through.
Refer to that as ghostwriter. You're calling it something different.
I think he's calling it marriage.
If you like the column, a lot of it is based on Jan, who reads it over and says things like, do you really want to say that? And this needs a joke. Things like that. And she has made the column a lot better. I can go into detail because there's two where she was away on a business trip and didn't read them. She'd never read them over until they were published. And if you look at those compared to the other 30 or something, it's like, oh.
So like there's a lot fewer swear words than the ones I didn't do.
She swears like a sailor. She seldom wears underwear.
But she sails like a swearer.
And when she does, it's something usually exciting.
I just want to say right now to Doug and Mark, no shirt, no socks, no dice.
Dice.
MILF.
Erica.
My lovely wife, Erica.
Hi. Hello. I want to first apologize. I didn't bake any cookies today.
It's all right.
But my members of the podcast, I think, I've had a great time. I love listening to you guys. And when the podcast started, I was not pregnant. So.
Wow.
So
it just goes to show what can happen when you do a podcast.
Exactly.
Are you talking about this podcast?
I always stopped talking about it. But we made it work today. Woo!
She's not high-fiving me, by the way.
This roundtable is such a circle jerk. Patrick, tell us your favorite moment.
Erica's not done.
No, I'm done. I mean, it's been so much fun, and it
but
definitely
still
thanks
time
to all
left, and I don't have that much to say.
Oh, you've had lots to say. No, the listeners are such a big part of it, though. They make it even more fun. Why are you laughing?
Because they are. Listeners are a big part of a podcast.
Okay, but real quick.
Because they're fun and they contribute inside.
Our listeners rule. They're the best.
I know. Guys,
who here is wearing glasses and who isn't?
The listeners want to know. It's theater of the mind.
And the baby did kick the most during Blade Runner, so I don't know what that says. About
the baby's not a robot.
I know what it doesn't say. I'm a robot. It doesn't say that.
And I want to thank the people who appreciated my cookies, which were always
what are we talking about?
Euphemism?
In the proper shapes and not at all phallic looking.
Still, is that a euphemism?
And it's been fun. So thanks, and I'm glad that everyone has fun doing it. Because it's in my basement most of the time.
Again, is that a euphemism?
Doing it. Podcast.
No, I really enjoy doing the podcast.
And also doing it. I hope you all
Erica's
enjoy
basement,
doing it.
I oftentimes enter through the back door.
Oh my gosh. Did I say
I cook something up in the oven.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Doug!
There's something else.
Enough!
Something
don't
about
blow
chilling.
Your load.
I wouldn't want to blow my load all over Erica's good speech. her speech's face.
Oh my god!
All right.
Well,
Patrick,
I am wearing glasses, so at least my eyes.
I really don't know what to say after any of that.
Hey, hey, hey! Sex.
By the way,
this is the hottest podcast.
It took a turn right
by the
there.
Way. Sex.
That's also another caveat. The next podcast will return to movies.
I never agreed to this. Wow, guys, 100 shows. I just only want to bring it down. I've seen a million faces and I rocked them all.
We used to play some sentimental music underneath all this.
I might.
A bed, if you will, of...
To be honest, I don't remember why I even...
Why start now?
...started doing a podcast. except that I wanted to talk about movies with my friends. But it wasn't as though I was like, well, there's a hole in the internet where people aren't talking about movies on podcasts. Because there are thousands of those. And it wasn't as though I felt like there's not the right movie podcast out there, because I'm sure there is. Although I used to listen to this one on purpose that was the worst podcast I've ever heard, and I could not get enough of it.
You were a junkie for that.
I was a junkie for that movie.
Sorry
podcast.
About that, guys. I had to quit.
It literally was the worst. They did a show on the best movies of the 90s, and the first guy goes, he's like, number five, The Net. It was so horrible, and I loved it. So then I was like, I should do one of these. I don't know.
And
it
talk
was just,
about The Net.
It was just an excuse to talk about movies with my friends. And at the time, I had no expectations.
And no friends. So there was
that. It was a way of getting friends. I had no expectations of how long it would run, how big it would get, if anybody would ever hear it, honestly. I remember very early on, we did a few podcasts just sort of in this void. And I remember, I think, like, the day we recorded maybe the Anchorman podcast, which would have been, like, our fourth or fifth show, I think. I remember looking and seeing, like, oh, we have 7 subscribers. And that was a huge deal to me. Like, yeah. 7 people who are presumably strangers are listening to this. And obviously, it's continued to grow from there. And I could not have anticipated that we would have made it to 100 shows. I could not have anticipated that... I think this month, our website, which is fthismovie.blogspot.com, would crack 100,000 hits, which I know, you know, if you're Ain't It Cool News or Slash Film or something, they do 100,000 hits a day or whatever. So, but we're still this little tiny thing, and I just could not have imagined that 100,000 times our website would be clicked upon.
We have no sponsors. We have no money.
Yeah, no. This is just something that we do because we all enjoy doing it. And I've been very, very fortunate not only to have the opportunity to meet new people through the process of doing this and essentially make new friends, you know, with strangers who want to talk about movies and tweet through 10 hours and 5 movies. And you know, we're all just friends talking to each other and making jokes and making each other laugh. But also to have such good friends to do the podcast with every week, people who are super knowledgeable about movies, people who are super funny, and also Doug, who sometimes does the podcast.
I resemble that remark.
Can I break in with one more memory?
Oh, please do.
When you started the podcast,
yeah,
I was sort of aware of it. And it was like, it sure would be nice if they asked me to join. Yeah. But that didn't happen. And I thought, oh, there's another parade that's passed me by. They don't want me. I'm old, fat, and insufferable. And then Patrick came and asked me to do a podcast. And you said the most wonderful thing. You said, before you asked me to do it, you wanted to make sure it was a thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I think, though,
it's
your
true.
Participation... I don't
no, it's a great memory to me.
I don't use the expression reluctant acceptance often, but like, oh, I guess we have to invite this guy to start now doing it.
Honestly, one of the things early on, I'll go back to...
My feelings are very real, and you're hurting them.
My good, knowledgeable friends. In just a second. Shh, but honestly, a huge turning point was also the fact that Michael Staley... And DVD Verdict picked us up, and we were so
thanks DVD Verdict
fortunate. DVDverdict.com for all your DVD review and Blu-ray review needs. Everybody should be going there, buying movies through the Amazon links. Please support
Verdict.
DVD Verdict. But Michael Staley was super nice and generous, and saw that we had this podcast, and just said, "Hey, listen, I would you guys like us to to host a slot for you every week?" And they have, and that made a huge difference. I have to believe that a lot of our new listeners came aboard through DVD Verdict, so we owe a huge debt of gratitude to Michael Staley.
Yay. I think Staley is a lot more responsible for new listeners than... I don't know if even the people in this room know this. Every Tuesday, Patrick goes to the corner of the street where he lives, and he just shouts about it to passing automobiles for 17, 18 hours.
But 3 police officers have started listening as a result.
That's really tough because you live in a cul-de-sac. That's
awesome. You just blew my mind.
But I really have to thank, most of all, everybody who does the show with me every week, Doug and Mark and Mike and JB. And Eric and Alex and Erica for allowing me every week to record a podcast, to spend time editing it, to spend time writing stuff on the blog while she takes care of everything else in our life.
Aww.
Obviously, I'm very, very lucky to have a wife who is super supportive, but also who knows a shit ton about movies and gets to be on the podcast, too. It's not just my dumb little hobby that she tolerates. It's something that she gets to take part in, too.
And mostly just makes cookies in the shapes of Goodfellas references.
And phallic shapes. I remember the phallic shapes. And eating them.
And honestly, this isn't, you know, like I said, this wasn't like, I'm going to start a podcast because nobody is doing the movie podcast that I want to hear. But at the same time, I thought, there isn't a movie podcast exactly like the kind I want to hear, which is like the right sort of balance of being about movies in a way that I wanted to hear while also being funny. And, you know, last week we played a clip from Heath Holland, one of our winners in the Win Our Stuff contest, who said something really nice. He said he called us unpretentious, which I think then JB made some stupid fucking joke about. And
I'm dumb. Try to be funny.
But that meant a lot to me. I was talking to Mike about this yesterday. Not that I go out of my way to be unpretentious necessarily, but the thing that I think I like best about our podcast is that none of us really try really hard to be something that we are not. And if we like something that maybe somebody else might be a little bit embarrassed about, we're more than happy to cop to that. And we don't try and be snobby or superior, even though not everybody would agree, I suppose. And we don't try and talk down to anybody. I don't know. I'm proud of this thing that we have. I hope it continues for a really long time. I hope it continues to grow. I hope we get some new listeners. I hope all the listeners that we have right now who have been super supportive and faithful stay with us. I hope we get to do more stuff like the F This Movie Fest that we did today. It was a lot of fun, even if you didn't like my taste in movies. I'm going to let that one go. And so thank you to everybody for the past 100 episodes.
For sure. It's all the people we've mentioned, all the people who won something, those who entered our contests. I'm just always blown away by the support and how people post and the knowledge they have. It's almost borderline, wow, I can't believe they know this much about me. But of course they know this much about all of us because they listen and they pay attention, which is a new
phenomenon.
We've
talked to people about movies for over 100 hours
and
now.
They feel like friends. I mean, it's an extension. Like I know the voice of Josephine or Jam Vargas or Saul Ott.
Right.
Their jokes, like I know who made what joke because of who they are. And I feel like we're way closer to them than I am to any other, like, you know, podcast out there.
You mentioned that you hope they stay faithful. Wasn't today like a legally binding marriage if they participated?
Under common law.
It's a common law podcast marriage.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Similar to
you
a
must
shotgun
not
marriage.
Stray.
Not in Canada, though, so it's all yours.
What about Australia?
Stay with us anyway.
Brad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brad, we're sorry that you didn't win anything in the contest, man, but you wrote such a nice letter about how we get you through on your drive, and thank you for joining in, even though it was like morning in Australia when you chimed
that was
in.
Awesome.
Morning next week, I think.
Yeah. Thank you for translating most of the references in The Road Warrior.
I also wanted to say too, in like as we're talking about our relationship with our listeners, that it's also not just the normal give and take of on the Facebook and on the Twitter and stuff and on the comments on the blog, but it's also they kind of drive the show a little bit in terms of like, what do you want us to talk about?
Yeah, right.
And then people have been really awesome about just sending in stuff like, hey, can you guys do a show about this movie? And we're like, yeah, sure, absolutely. And so, and we need that sort of continued, you know, feedback and just, because that, yeah, exactly.
So. Doug wouldn't have found Sarah were it not for him.
That's right, baby. I'm coming for you.
Doug used the word community, and it really has turned into that, and we hope that the community continues to grow. And like I said, I hope that the one that we have now stays together for a really long time.
All right, keep talking to us.
Thank you very much, everybody, for the past 100 episodes. We'll talk to you guys next week with Doug's favorite movies.
Woohoo!
Bye, everybody. Thank you very much.
See you later.
What's up? We won a movie! We made history!
F This Movie Fest!
Mark On just got kidnapped.
By a hammer.
Not again!
Again!